arrows could be pulled all listen to you, and the non-arrows could be tribute to you. Abu Jahl says, well, if that's the case, if you're not prepared to listen to one word, you'll listen to ten things. The Mishra said, it is the same thing, La ilaha illallah, Qumish, the Qalam, Ijaz, the Qam. And before the time, that if you were to continue with your teaching, then you have to revive the words. You will speak and insult the words. As a precautionary measure, Allah Ta'ala forewarns the believers, if you are speaking, then don't revive the words. It wasn't the habit of the Prophet to ever insult, to use bad and offensive language, to disgrace and embarrass, was not at the time of the Prophet sallallahu anybody had seen his biography from the beginning to the end, he never swore, he never abused, he never insulted, he never disgraced himself. It's possible some believer had been a little bit more direct and more hard against the believer. Some strong word was used by a believer against their boss, against the idol. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned, Sahaba Ikram are warned that when you discourse with them, when you dialogue with them, then don't use any offensive word against their religion, against their God. Because if you will do so, five people will use some offensive word against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will revile Allah ta'ala, they will revile religion in their ignorance. Then the ulama Ikram present an important principle. There are certain things that may be permissible in nature. Though they may be permissible in nature, but the aftermath may be bad, may be evil, the consequences that will follow the latter will be terrible. So the permissible thing should also be left out in spite of its permissible nature, but doing this permissible thing will result in something that is evil, something that is wrong. So we will leave out this permissible activity. Like in this case, reviling and speaking out against senseless, helpless idol was permissible. In fact, to a certain extent, it was also rewarding to speak out against them, the helpless and useless nature of stone made things. But in response, what will they do? Their response, their reaction to this will be that they will revile Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will speak out against Islam, and they will have an insulting and abusive attitude. So don't use this approach. So the law and the principle of Ulama Ikram explain sometimes the thing in its very nature is permissible. But it will result, if you adopt this permissible method, it may result in something that is going to be deplorable, something that is going to be horrible. So then you will not exercise the right to do this thing that is permissible. An example has been cited that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to reconstruct the Baytullah in its original pillars, in its original design. Because the Quraysh had made a lot of amendments to the structure of the Baytullah. They had sealed up one entrance, and they had just left one entrance to the Baytullah. They had raised the floor of the Baytullah over 2 meters. And they made other changes as well, like removing the Hakim from the Baytullah. So the Baytullah plan intended to reconstruct the Baytullah according to its original design. But then, reflecting over the aftermath, the Muslim had resisted, saying that if I will do this, these people have accepted Islam newly, they are going to have suspicions and doubts in their religion. They have doubts in my personality, in the religion that they have accepted. So though it is permissible, in fact, it is advisable to bring the Kaaba Sharif into its original pillars, original design, but this is what will happen. I will do this to start this thing that is permissible and advisable, and it will lead these people to have doubts in their religion, or surah to bestow the idea of wisdom. Similarly, Lamai explained the hadith, don't swear such egoic spirit. The Sahaba Ikram replied, how can a person swear and cloud the next person's spirit? Let me explain that you may swear and abuse his spirit. As a response, he will swear and abuse your spirit. So you were the cause of him swearing your own parents. You started the fault. As a result, he swore, abused, and insulted your parents. So don't you adopt such a path of the path, as you understand what will be the consequence, you will be degraded, your religion will be picked out and condemned. So don't take on this type of food. وَأَقْسَمُ بِاللَّهِ جَهْرَ الْإِيمَانِ. And these people take a strong oath. If he brings forth a special miracle, you will believe by it. Allah Ta'ala forewarns and makes us all times are in the control of the power of Allah Ta'ala, what can make you realize, even if the special times that they have demanded to be to come, they will not believe. They have made their minds not to believe, ask for miracles, not so that they can believe. Reflect over the greatness of the miracle and believe that was not at all on their cards, but not at all their intentions. So they had asked us just for an entertainment, just for a pastime. Miracles are not displayed for a pastime or as an entertainment. It is a serious affair. If miracle is shown according to their request, and they failed to accept thereafter, then they will be in for the punishment of Allah Ta'ala immediately. No respite will be given to them. That is the plan of Allah Ta'ala. You ask for a special miracle, it is displayed before you, then you need to respect and believe in it. And then through the person's persistence on this belief, then he has presented and exposed himself to immediate destruction and ruin. So Allah Ta'ala thinks about the option, attitude, and the stubbornness, that even if the malaika were to be sent down to them, the dead had spoken to them, and everything that they had asked for was brought before their very eyes, then to these people are not the ones to believe. Don't be concerned about them, don't stress about them, because most of them are ignorant. They don't understand, they cannot reason, they cannot analyze things in proper perspective,